sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring.
And what we're talking about right now, a rebirth of individualism, a rebirth of our republic. And my guest is Dr. Norman Kurland. We're talking about the ways we can do this. Take back the Fed. Take back the power. And if we... Now, Ron Paul has said the first thing he'd do is eliminate the IRS and... do something with the Federal Reserve and restore constitutional money like Kennedy tried to do.
Yeah, but let's talk about that. You see, under an ideal tax system as I see it, and we can debate that, but if people did not have to pay taxes, if a family of four would not have to pay, say, until they made over $110,000, no Social Security, no payroll taxes, Medicare taxes, no income taxes until they hit that level. Above that level, everybody would be taxed at a single rate. You'd have a single rate of taxation that would balance the budget and even begin to pay down the debt, get rid of it as quickly as possible. So that behind the currency, right now there's only debt, government debt. What you want to have is a currency that has assets behind it, and that would be the private sector assets owned by the people, spread out and owned by the people. Yeah. Now, you'd have automatically a single rate that everybody would pay, and that would capture the incomes of the wealthy. Everybody paid proportionally because they're paying proportionally for a government of limited economic power. So that we can eliminate much of the phony redistribution that's going on today to keep people under their thumb, but it would mean that all the American people could look at a single number as to balancing that budget, and so that the government, your politicians would have to compete for who could provide the best government, the freest government, the most just government, the most efficient government at the lowest flat rate, or I call it a single rate tax. Now, the alternative, you got to pay for government. That government is a natural monopoly. It's a very dangerous monopoly. But it because we don't believe in anarchy, that you have to have some way of settling disputes in a peaceful manner and protecting the people, protecting their lives, their liberty, and their property.
Norman, that is the constitutional role of the government.
Cliff, am I still
protect
on,
us
Cliff?
From invaders and all that. But you've kind of glossed over one thing, and I want to focus on that for just a moment.
Sure.
And that's the import duties. I mean, if somebody's bringing something into this country to sell it, that's a legitimate way for the government to fund itself.
Yeah, but
with the free trade that they've listed on us, as
an alternative to mercantilism, which is to protect the few producers at the expense of the consumer, that's just going into cost. But we're saying, why do you want to discourage people from being able to buy things?
All right, hold on just a moment. We got another short break here, and we'll be right back with Dr. Norman Kurland. We'll take your calls at 800. Be right back.
Best-selling supplement Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, if you want to call in, you can do it at 800-313-9443, and my guest is Dr. Norman Kirlin. You can see his websites on my website, freeamerican.com. We've got links to all of those. And we're, by the way, everybody, just about everybody on this site or organizations you should be involved with are people that are trying to make a change in America. And Dr. Kirlin, on the on my chat room, James says, I don't see the wealthy 1% who own 90% of the world's wealth going along voluntarily with any plan that would threaten their control over wealth.
Okay, that's a good point to make. People will not give up concentrated power unless the people get together and say, well, we're going to show you a way. We're not going to pull you down. We're going to lift everybody up. And we're also going to make sure that from one generation to another, you're not going to end up with the same monopolies. We're going to change our gift and inheritance tax laws to spread out the ownership as broadly as possible so you don't end up with families continuing to have monopolies from one generation to another. But that's a matter of, again, changing the system, changing the inheritance system. But now, yes, those people are, nobody gives up power when they have it. But no revolutionary should ever make that statement, because our appeal is to the 99% plus of the world population, not just the American population, but the world population, that they are being held back. And so when it comes down to the they, those in power, they're not a monolithic group. You can split them between those who say, well, you can come into the club if you don't take mine. As long as you don't take mine during my lifetime, fine. Come on, welcome to the club. I won't have as many. I don't have to fear kidnapping. I don't have to fear if all the people begin to have property and understand the importance of property and protecting property and not stealing and not getting getting caught into a redistribute all property. No, there's a way because you can't take your property with you after you die. But that's another matter. But we're talking about the distribution, not redistribution of new wealth, the new technologies, control over those technologies, control over corporations, spreading it out. And so you'll have two groups among the haves, one who says, come on in if you don't take mine, and the others have to keep quiet. And the reason for that is everything we're talking about is based on property. And if their power comes from property, and if they want to have, if they want to keep their power, they can't come, they cannot make a public statement and say property's good for me, but it's not good for the rest of you slobs. You see, it's just they can't do it. Not only that, when the military, when the police, when all the defense forces begin to understand that they too, as members of the military, should be the owners. So you're not going to be able to buy these people because they too are being denied the property. And if they're being hired to defend property, one thing you know is that people will defend best that which they own. So we have to have a new vision of the future, a new game plan, a new strategy, and new politicians come up who are going to fight for empowering the people and not worry about the fraction of 1% who now own. They cannot stand in the way. First of all, because they don't make the laws. They can control the politicians who make the laws, but so can the people. The people, through the power of the vote, can now elect people who are going to spread future economic power among the people by spreading property and spreading money power. Not destroying money, but using money in a way to empower all the people through ownership. And the critics, any of the critics, have to say why it's better for people to be owned than to own themselves. And I say that's the issue, power, justice, property. And if anybody can come up with a better plan, the American Revolutionary Party is ready to support them.
Now, how do you get this message out to people? You've got a website, and
right.
Now we've got links on your website.
We got books, and they can even download the books free. So they can go to our website and download our books, the Kelso books. They're suddenly going to begin to see that rather than complaining about the problem, they can do something about it. We got to change the academics. We got to, the economists don't talk about ownership. They talk about jobs and welfare. Well, it's time to begin seeing that you can have a free system. You can have private property. You can have limited economic power of government. And you can have widespread ownership. And this is what this is only a revival of the original American idea. They wouldn't even give the vote. The founders didn't even give the vote to people without property because they knew if they didn't own property, if most of the people did not own property, they would redistribute the wealth of the past. They knew about history, but they were focused on justice for all. And so I'm saying that the American Revolutionary Party has a way to bring justice, economic justice, that is the right for everybody to participate as an owner. And I say, if anybody can come up with a better theme and a better set of programs than what we're offering, and we're saying not only have we offered it, we were able to get through Congress ways in which workers became owners without putting up a penny, all on credit. They become 100% owners by getting loans to buy out companies, and they own it 100%. So all the profits now go to the workers. I've done one in Egypt. with the Alexandria Tire Company. You can, if you go to our website at CESJ, you can get the details on it. It's all a matter. You can do it anywhere in the world. So what America has to become is not only do it for itself, which I think is fundamental. We have to restore the strength of the American people, the power. But we can export. The principal export we can make is export our ideas of how the people of the world can become more, can topple the oppressors, topple the tyrants, become powerful themselves, set up governments of limited power, have free market systems, have private property systems. It's private property is not to be destroyed because it represents the connection of people to the economy, to the economic power, just as the ballot represents the way you participate in the political system. If you didn't have access to the ballot, you're out of the political system. This
now,
is
let
what
me
the
ask
whole
you about
civil
this
rights
Revolutionary
movement
Party.
Was all about, is getting voting power to people who had no economic power, no voting, no political power. The problem
I think...
with the civil rights movement, and I was involved in that in Mississippi, I can tell you the problem with it is they didn't, when they got access to the ballot, they did not have an economic agenda which would empower the people, which is bigger than just getting the vote. The vote is nothing for people without property because they remain dependent on others, under the thumb of others. And if you want to liberate the American people, you got to get them economic power through property ownership.
Let me ask you this. Now, the Revolutionary Party, I think you've got a good plan here, Norman.
Good.
And I think Dr. Schroeder, if he's able to get in touch with Congressman Ron Paul and put the two of you together, I think Ron Paul will like this too. And I certainly want to lay out this plan in detail in the next issue of the Free American.
Yeah, you know, incidentally, Gene Schroeder from Colorado was one of the leaders in the American agriculture movement when they brought over 400 tractors into Washington, and they stopped all of Washington. And I don't know whether I mentioned that to you, but they surrounded the Federal Reserve with 400 tractors, and I was with Gene Schroeder and the other members of the American Revolution, agriculture movement, and we made these demands on the Fed. We had a good movement, but you needed follow up. This was back in 1979, in the winter, in just about this time, in 79. But you know, that's many years ago. That's almost 30 years ago. Well, it's time for the American people to come and be there. We have a demonstration in front of the Federal Reserve every year around tax day. We need about, if we can get 10,000 or 10 million even Americans to come into Washington and start demanding that the Federal Reserve begin to provide economic monetary justice to the people. And you'll see on our website a declaration, not just of independence, it's a declaration of monetary justice, which we delivered to the Federal Reserve. But now we only had a handful of people. But now you need, like the American agriculture movement back in the late 70s, coming into Washington. We got to tell the Federal Reserve what we want. We got to tell the Congress what we want, how to govern the Federal Reserve.
All right. We've got to take a break. Phone lines are open if you want to call in at 800-313-9443. We're talking with Dr. Kirlin, Dr. Norman Kirlin, Revolutionary Party. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're talking to Dr. Kirlin, American Revolutionary Party. Do you have plans to expand this party to have people running for Congress, for local elections, for state elections?
Well, yeah, you know, because I think, as a matter of fact, I just got a call from a guy who's going to be running for a U.S. senator in Virginia. We're located in Arlington, Virginia, and this guy was calling. He was supposed to come here. He wants to set up a meeting, but he has been introducing stuff into the Virginia House of Delegates, backing what we call community investment corporations. But now he's ready to run for U.S. Senator here. And we're talking about how the agenda of the Capital Homestead Act would be his agenda, because I think people from all parties, he happens to be a very conservative, pro-life Republican, a good man who's known of our ideas. I've known him for at least 30 years. And in this just so that shows you at every level what's needed is a new philosophy of government. One that in which the government is dependent on the people and empowers the people. We need leaders who, instead of seeking power and money for themselves, are trying to enrich and empower others. We need servant leaders, not dictators, not people. And there's something else that I think I should mention. I think we're in a war of ideas, a global war of ideas, and it resulted in 9/11 activity. And in that, I see a problem of countering what I call organized hate. That it's easy out of problems to begin hating other people and other groups and pointing to them as the problem. Well, I think America is bigger than that. We're not based on organized hate. We're based on organized justice, organized freedom. We're based on the idea that the power has to belong to every human being as a fundamental right. And you can begin to, instead of trying to deal with the world on the basis of hate, which leads to rage, which leads to terrorism, which leads to people willing to strap bombs around themselves, to kill innocent people, we have to recognize that that's a danger. Now, how do you do that? Well, we have to dry up the breeding grounds. We have to deal with the breeding grounds of where organized hate flourishes. And so, for example, in Iraq, we said that the people should own, not like the Alaska plan, the people should own the oil. The oil profit should go to every man, woman, and child as a way to unify them. Now, if that's done in Iraq, suddenly in Iran that's going to happen. You don't have to counter the mullahs, these theocrats, these fascistic religious leaders who are organizing on the basis of hate. No. In Iran, there are many people, young people, students who are against the mullahs, who are against the oppression. If in Iraq you spread the ownership of the oil among the people as a right of citizenship, that's the people in Iran are going to do the same. Saudi Arabia, where you have the Wahhabis preaching Islamic hate, and that isn't true of all Islam, because I find many Islamic friends who believe in what we're talking about, and so. It's a matter of how America can begin to project a new image for the world that's not based on America's military power or economic power, but is America's ideals, America applying its own ideals for itself. You know, this is the problem. Our educational system has programmed the mindsets of most Americans to be wage slaves or to be angry at the system, but without any solutions, because we don't teach justice in our schools. And it's time that we recognize that the monopoly of the public school system has to be broken down. All monopolies are bad. The only one that you should tolerate is government itself, and that's why you keep it limited. But we have to get economic power to the people so that they can buy their own education, so that there's competition, so that the family can choose, and not something being determined by either union leaders or politicians, but rather the people should be able to have quality education, have the money in their own pockets. And that's why I say there shouldn't be any tax at all for a family of four below $110,000. You'll see how we arrive at those numbers. But you could have universal health care. So in any event, the point I'm making is that there are a set of ideas. It does take time for people to read them. We're available at the Center for Economic and Social Justice, and our number is 703-243-5155. So anybody can call. We have a few people here. We're all volunteers at the center. The American Revolutionary Party, nobody gets a dollar.
All right, we've got to take a break. If you've got some questions, you can call in at 800-313-9443. You're listening to Republic Radio, The Free American, and Dr. Norman Curlin.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. And, Norman, if somebody wanted to run for office, is there any guidelines from the American Revolutionary Party that they would need to abide by? And, two, what about the other parties that are out there now, the American Constitution Party, the Libertarian Party?
Okay. You know, the, we organized this because it had a platform that we thought was missing, that if we look at all the parties, whether you talk about the Democrats, Republicans, the Libertarians, so we just felt that there was a big hole in what they're doing, and that we have to fill that hole, because if we can fill that hole with a plan, with a set of principles that are sound, that are universally sound, that all Americans could understand if they listened to and thought about, that the others would adopt it. And the American Revolutionary Party is there basically for promoting that platform. That's its purpose. Now, it doesn't have money right now. So, and the good thing is finding people like you, Clay, because because you're a person who discovered it. I don't know how you discovered us, but we're out on a website, and it's through people like you, people of principle, people with guts, people who are not haters but want to solve problems. You see, through you and through your networks and through other people's networks, it's gonna build up to a crescendo where money will flow, just as it went into Ron Paul. If Ron Paul would adopt this, I would vote for Ron Paul. At this point, I don't know. He's not saying there's a big hole in his policies. You mentioned the import taxes. I think his tax, our tax thing is a lot better. It doesn't impose a burden on the poor. You know, it helps lift them out of poverty, whereas the import taxes is not the way to go. Look at the tax system as a fee for good government, for a government that provides equality before the law for every citizen, treats them all, and that nobody gets any kind of preferential treatment. But rather, everybody should pay at least proportionally. I mean, the ideal system. I mean, someday if you had a society where it was everybody was prosperous, well then you'd pay an equal fee for government, because that's all government is a service. Okay, so we need to think about politics through economics, to recognize that you're not going to have a Republican form of government without a Republican form of the economy, and the way to do that is spread ownership, and that will make the political system work. It's not going to work as long as you have a tiny 1% owning over 95% of all wealth and getting richer and richer over time. We have to see. America has to say, how do we lift up everybody into prosperity, into independence, into so that they can be self-reliant? They can't be pushed around. They can make their own choices in life, and as long as it's not at the expense of others. So we have to go beyond the greed system and beyond the envy system of socialism, which is
I agree. With pretty much everything that we've talked about on the show today, everything that you said, everything that you're trying to do, everything that you stand for, and I think you've got an accurate, a good plan for the American people and the people of the world. But what is happening here in the United States right now, Norman? And one of the reasons I'm reaching out to you and I'm reaching out to people.
This has been happening probably for over 100 years.
Yes, sir. But right now we've got, and I'll just, I'm using this by, from an article by Stephen Baskerville, who's a PhD. He says, mass incarcerations without trial or charge, forced confessions, children forcibly separated from their parents with no reasons given, doctored hearing transcripts, falsified court records, evidence fabricated against the innocent, government agents entering homes, examining private papers, personal effects, seizing the property of citizens who are under no suspicion of legal wrongdoing, special courts created specifically to convict people who cannot be convicted in ordinary courts, children instructed to hate their parents by state functionaries. Is this the Soviet Union in the 1930s or Communist China in the 1960s? Is
yeah,
this some novelist prognosticating?
All of this, Clay, is an accurate description of the symptoms.
This is right now, all of this is routine in the United States. We are moving in the direction that the Bolsheviks, when they took over Russia, and created the Soviet Union, that they did to the Soviet people. They killed over 50 million.
There you go. But these are all symptoms
of a system
that's flawed, where power gets concentrated. All you're seeing is what will happen. This is the kind of corruption of a once great system. But it isn't dead yet. You know, it's a matter. It's like cancer. I happen to be a cancer survivor, so I can tell you that it's like cancer. You know, you got to get rid of it. And then you heal, and then you're functional again.
We certainly need to remove the traitors in Congress that will not obey their oath that do not honor their oath to defend the Constitution that you and I both took. And
right.
there wasn't
and,
an expiration date.
And they take,
date.
Too. But,
there wasn't
but again,
an expiration date on that, Norman.
If we start, I say that there's colossal ignorance. And the American people have to first become aware themselves that there's a better alternative. And when the American people wake up, the ignorant politicians are going to wake up. We're going to, you see, that's what it takes. It takes new leaders who are not, who trust their own minds. They know themselves what's right and what's wrong. And the problem is that the media is not giving them the kind of alternatives that we're talking about.
That's why I created the Free American, to provide a media to pass out to the people, to let them, and I tell them right off the bat, I'll tell them right here on the radio, don't believe a word that I say. Check
well,
it
you
out
see,
for yourself.
You're like a Tom Paine, and that's what we need. We need more Tom Paines to come up and give people the ideas that there is a better alternative.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, I'm willing to do anything that I can, but I need your help right now. I need your support as badly as Ron Paul does right now.
I
get the next issue of the magazine out to get the advertising in here.
I need
your help. And let's take a hold on, Norman. Let's take a call from Michael again from New York. Go ahead, Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Clay. Thanks for taking my call again, sir. I was on the line, but I had a phone problem, so thanks for letting me get back on. I just want to chime in again with the system that your guest is referring to. And sure, that's their system, and not only take the corrupt banksters and hang them, but that's right, Clay. You take every representative that's been elected by us and has stabbed us in the back. Damn it, there's accountability coming for all these SOB traitors. Now, the system's already there that fixes everything, gentlemen. We're not using it. That's called the Constitution. The Founding Fathers never got paid to be a senator or a congressman. That was a duty. It wasn't a career. So you take the money out of politics. If I had an elected office, I would not get paid. I refuse to take the money and say, this is my duty. I don't plan on being here as a career. I want somebody to come in and fill in my shoes once I'm done serving my country. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You don't need those kind of taxes, sir, because those taxes are illegal. You take the money out of the government, shrink it back down to what it's supposed to be doing. It's not a business with all these BS departments. It has one job. Tax the imports. That's where its revenue comes. And then keep our border secure. There's no other role for the federal government, and ensure that we have legal constitutional money.
Well,
there's no other role.
Things I agree with Michael that I believe that the ideal would be that people would go into politics and not be paid at all. But those are only people who have enough income from some other source.
Hold on. I'm not talking about denying them what they need to be reimbursed for their duties serving us. They've got to have office space, or they've got to pay for their meals. I have no problem with that. That's not going to cost us $150,000 a year plus millionaire retirement fees in order to do that job.
I was going to say that ideally, just like the founders, they weren't paid at all for the time they put in to create the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution. So I happen to agree that they were thinking about government in the right way. But even there, you had flaws. You had slavery at that time. You had barbarism.
Yes. But that's separate compared to just what's going to make this country run smoothly and efficiently without having corruption in the government. And that's because you got money in the government. You can't have money in the government. The Founding Fathers were that great knowing that. It's a duty. And we need people that are going to care about, if I get that position, I'm serving my country. I'm not serving myself. If I get that office.
You're leaving out one thing. Well, I've been talking about ownership. And ways to bring it about. You leave that out, and I think that's what I call a fatal omission. That
no, this is
you
the
talk about ownership and property.
This is the ultimate ownership, where everybody has to be involved with their government as a duty, not as a career. That is the ultimate ownership. Now
you're almost moving in the direction and rhetoric that the communists use. to try to upset the monarchies.
Exactly. That would be my point too, Clay. You can't ignore what the founders understood, that property was the basis of power.
I agree with you on a certain in a certain level, but if I pretty much donate my time to put out the Free American to put this out. I'm not living kind of high on the hog here. I got a little house out in the middle of nowhere, and the money that I need when I ask for donations, like I'm asking for right now. The money I ask for donations goes to pay the electric bill, goes to pay the telephone bill. I do 3 hours a day on this telephone. I got a $300 bill I have to pay, or I can't do this. So we have to have the profit motive. We have to have people have to get paid for what they do, and that includes congressmen. They can't just donate their time. They have to get paid for it, but they damn sure don't have to make the kind of money that they make. Their retirement are to be equal for pretty much equal pay. If you're working to run a business and you're working for a business, you deserve to get paid for it. And we just need to eliminate the slave labor in this country. We're bringing in slave labor again. And that's one of the issues we want to deal with, and I want to ask Norman about it. But thanks for your call, Michael.
Thank you, gentlemen.
What about the illegals are being brought in here by the big corporations? They're allowing them to come in, and they may want to. They've talked about prosecuting a small businessman for hiring an illegal, but Tyson Chicken has hundreds of illegals, maybe thousands of illegals working for him, and nobody's taking a look at them at all.
Yeah, you know, the illegals come here because they can survive better here than they can survive where they're going.
That's right, but that they should be dealing with their governments on that, not coming over and living off our welfare system.
Well, yeah, but they come in, they're trying to get the best they can, and it's a human being understanding that where they live, they're living in desperate poverty, so they come here. If America started exporting ideas so that countries like Mexico, countries in Central America, start spreading ownership in their own countries, they wouldn't want to come here. They're only coming here.
That's right. They have but the Mexicans have the same problem as we do. They've got an elite class that makes all the money off the oil, off the resources, off the gold.
That's the government, but not the people.
Might.
Okay, the people are more poor. The wage rates are much lower in Central America and in Mexico than they are here. So then suddenly they, like any human being who's responsible, feels any degree of responsibility for their family, they want their family to live better. And so they're going to do illegal things in order to do that. But how do you overcome that? You overcome it by making this country more just and exporting a system of justice based on widespread capital ownership. Now, you do that, and I've been to Mexico. As a matter of fact, I helped work with one of the institutes in Mexico City for developing what was called Plan Apoye, where they were supposed to do just what we're talking about with the Capital Homestead Act. I worked in Central America. I got people working there in the Solidarista movement there to spread the idea of ownership. They're not doing it yet, but the ideas are there. There are groups that are promoting it. We developed in Costa Rica a parallel legal system. We're paid as consultants to go there. Now, but the power structure there didn't do it. Okay, what does that mean? You have to get the people there to become aware. But I say that the American people are going to be the people who have a heritage, who have a history of understanding that power follows property, that property is a good thing. If you go back to the founders, they said that you can't separate power from property. And until a modern American, instead of complaining about problems, will begin to understand that They must begin to address the ownership issue if they're going to resolve the economic issue. You want to deal with illegals. What you've got is a system where the corporations, now controlled by a few, do what the few normally do is try to get their labor at the cheapest cost. You'd probably find the price of vegetables and fruits jump 10, 20, 30, 40, 50%, 100% if Americans, if suddenly these illegals were not being hired. So it's the system that causes that. So if you want to avoid having foreign workers come in illegally, then straighten out the system.
All right, we got to take a break. And we'll be back. We've just got a couple more minutes. Dr. Norman Kirtland has been my guest today. And my number is 888-678-1444. We can use your donations today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Almost out of time here. We'll have another hour on Blog Talk. Just go to Free American if you want to shift gears a little bit. And go to my website, freeamerican.com, and contact Norman if you've got any questions. If you want some information, get some of these free books that he's got online so you can understand better the proposals he's making and what we're talking about. And, Norman, if I can solve the cash flow problem that I've got right now, I'm out in the middle of nowhere, so I don't have a big labor pool, and it's hard to hire good salespeople when you're 40 miles from a phone room. So we're trying to solve all those problems, and if I can do that, I certainly want to work closely with you to help further this the solutions that you're offering, and you are offering solutions. Too often I have to cover problems rather than feel a little helpless when I can't offer solutions.
Well, let me say this, Clay. I want to congratulate you because I didn't contact you. You contacted me, and you found, I don't know how you discovered our existence, but the fact is, you made up your own mind. You represent the kind of American that America, all Americans should be looking to, and that is somebody who makes up his own mind, who's open-minded, who's a principled person, has guts, and is trying to solve problems. And I think that your effort should be supported by everybody in your network. And the fact is, you're not being bought. You can't be bought, just as I can't be bought. That we're ruled by what's right, by what's true, what's just. You see, and
that's right. And that's the only thing that's the only thing that will rule me, because I won't bow my knee to tyranny, to pressure, to oppression. I will not do that.
That's exactly right, and that's the kind of American we need. And I hope everybody who's listening to you, who listens to your broadcast, will take that seriously. And the fact that and will listen to you, knowing that you're not being snookered. You're not being. You're making up your own mind by looking at things and saying that it's logical, it's right, it's just. And I just hope people support you. I think everybody in your network should be supporting the FreeAmerican.com network, because it represents what's been missing in America. So I congratulate you.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And we certainly appreciate the work that you're doing, the research that you've done with your experience. And, I went into the FBI headquarters the other day to talk with them about some of the scammers and some of the problems that I've had. And I gave them about a bundle of Free Americans to pass out in the FBI office, because I think they need to be informed too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you see, the ordinary American is a good person. We have to find those who are thinking positively.
All right. Well, sir, we're out of time here. Thank you again for being on with me. And my number, folks, is 888-678-1444. And go to freeamerican.com. You got all of my numbers. You got the way to subscribe. You can get issues, this issue of the Free American, and distribute it in your neighborhood. I'm Clay Douglas. God bless America.
With recent